वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः श्रृण्वतां स्वकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तन हृदयंतस्थोय भद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 85 एंटाइटल्ड लॉर्ड कृष्णा इंस्ट्रक्ट्स वसुदेव एंड रिट्रीव्स देवकी सन्स। टेक्स्ट नंबर 29 to 31। सो टेक्स्ट नंबर 29 एंड 30 डज नॉट हैव परपर्ट, टेक्स्ट 31 हैज परपर्ट। वील रिसाइट टेक्स्ट नंबर 29। श्रीदेवक्य उवाच राम राम प्रमेयात्मन् कृष्ण योगेश्वरेश्वर वेदाहं वाम विश्वसृजाम् ईश्वरावादिपुरुषौ। श्रीदेवक्य उवाच राम राम प्रमेयात्मन् कृष्ण योगेश्वरेश्वर वेदाहं वाम विश्वसृजाम् ईश्वरावादिपुरुषौ। श्रीदेवक्य उवाच राम रामा प्रमेयात्मन् कृष्ण योगेश्वरेश्वर वेदाहं वाम विश्वसृजाम् ईश्वरावादिपुरुषौ। श्रीदेवक्य उवाच वेदाहं वाम विश्वसृजाम् ईश्वरावादिपुरुषौ। श्रीदेवक्य उवाच राम रामा प्रमेयात्मन् कृष्ण योगेश्वरेश्वर वेदाहं वाम विश्वसृजाम् ईश्वरावादिपुरुषौ। माताजी। श्रीदेवक्य उवाच राम रामा प्रमेयात्मन् वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन. श्री देवकी उवाच. श्री देवकी सेड. राम राम, ओ राम राम. अप्रमेय आत्मन, ओ इमेजरेबल सुपर सोल. कृष्ण, ओ कृष्ण. योग ईश्वर, ऑफ द मास्टर्स ऑफ द मिस्टिक योगा. ईश्वर, ओ मास्टर. वेद, नो. अहम, आई. वाम, यू बोथ. विश्व, ऑफ द यूनिवर्स. सृजाम, ऑफ द क्रिएटर्स. ईश्वरो, द लॉर्ड्स. आदि, ओरिजिनल. पुरुषाओ, द टू पर्सनैलिटीज ऑफ गॉड हेड. ट्रांसलेशन. श्री देवकी सेड, ओ राम राम, इमेजरेबल सुप्रीम सोल. ओ कृष्णा, लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल मास्टर्स ऑफ योगा. आई नो दैट यू आर द अल्टीमेट रूलर्स ऑफ ऑल यूनिवर्सल क्रिएटर्स, द प्राइमेबल पर्सनैलिटीज ऑफ गॉड हेड. ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ वर्स 30. टेकिंग बर्थ फ्रॉम मी, यू हैव नाउ डिसेंडेड टू दिस वर्ल्ड इन ऑर्डर टू किल दोज किंग्स हुज गुड क्वालिटीज हैव बीन डिस्ट्रॉयड बाय द प्रेजेंट एज एंड हु थस डिफाई द अथॉरिटी ऑफ रिवील्ड स्क्रिप्चर्स एंड बर्डन द अर्थ. Text 31. O soul of all that be, the creation, maintenance and destruction of the universe are all carried out by a fraction of an expansion of an expansion of your expansion. Today I have come to take shelter of you, the Supreme Lord. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Sridhar Swami explains this verse as follows. The Lord of Vaikuntha, Narayan, is but an expansion of Sri Krishna. Mahavishnu, the first creator, is Lord Narayan's expansion. The total material energy emanates from Mahavishnu's glands, and of that total material energy, the three modes of nature are divided portions. Thus, it is Sri Krishna, acting through His expansions, who generates, sustains, and dissolves the universe. End of the purport. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं. वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे. हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. जस्ट रीड द ट्रांसलेशंस अगेन. श्री देवकी सेड, ओ राम राम, इमेजरेबल सुप्रीम सोल. O Krishna, Lord of all masters of yoga, I know that you are the ultimate rulers of all universal creators, the primeval personalities of Godhead. Taking birth from me, you have now descended to this world in order to kill those kings whose good qualities have been destroyed by the present age, and who thus defy the authority of revealed scriptures and burden the earth. O soul of all that be, the creation, maintenance and destruction of the universe are all carried out by a fraction of an expansion of an expansion of your expansion. Today I have come to take shelter of you, the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna. So this chapter number 85 is entitled Lord Krishna Instructs Vasudev, his father, in the pastime, and also retrieves the sons of Devaki, which were killed at the hands of Kamsa before Lord Krishna and Balram took birth. We see in the earlier chapter, which is entitled The Sage's Teachings at Kurukshetra, chapter 84, all the Yadus, Vrishnis, they had assembled at Kurukshetra to perform, you know, some holy rituals and sacrifice at Kurukshetra on the occasion of solar eclipse. And we have seen, we have heard the different lessons that were described by different speakers, that how the sages, they describe the Lord, who was apparently acting as a ordinary person, respecting the sages, but then the sages, they describe the wonderful qualities of the Lord, that how he is, although acting ordinary, but he is extraordinary, that he is the Lord of all the creation, that he is supreme personality of Godhead. And while the sages are speaking, all the relatives of Krishna assembled there, the Yadus and Vrishnis, they were hearing that. So even Vasudevji was hearing Lord Krishna's father in this pastime. And then after the sages, they completed their offerings, and then Vasudevji, he requested that let a sacrifice be performed, and after the sacrifice is performed, then the purpose for which they assembled at Kurukshetra is accomplished, and all the different devotees, all the different personalities assembled in Kurukshetra, they leave for their respective places. So the Brajavasis, headed by Nanda Maharaj, they leave for Vrindavan. All the sages, they go to their respective hermitages, and all the Yadavas who assembled in Kurukshetra, they return back to Dwarka. And then this chapter starts that one day while in Dwarka, Lord Krishna and Balaram, they come to meet their parents, Vasudev and Devaki, and they come and pay their respects. So this is after, you know, Lord Krishna's true identity has been established in the previous chapter, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here in this chapter, the chapter starts that Krishna and Balaram, they come to Vasudev and offer their respects. So it's amazing that Lord Krishna and Balaram, although original personalities from whom everything is emanating, and in whom everything rests. And as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke, that we all are part and parcels of the Supreme Lord, including Devaki and Vasudev. But in this pastime, Devaki and Vasudev, they are acting as their fathers and mother, father and mother. And Lord Krishna is teaching from his example that how it's such an important virtue to respect elders. And he is showing that, you know, how everyone should cultivate these qualities of humility, gratitude, and offering respects to elders, especially. We should, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that know, a devotee, ideal devotee, should respect everyone, irrespective of the hierarchy. But at least in this pastime, Lord Krishna and Balaram are displaying that at least to the elders we should respect. In fact, you know, in this age, Kali Yuga, it is described that generally people are very manda, they are very, you know, lazy, foolish, and very unfortunate. And we see that one of the reasons for this could be that, you know, in the present age we have forgotten how respecting the elders is such an important virtue. In fact, while conversing with Dhritarashtra, Vidurji, he speaks that abhivadana shilasya nitya virdhopasevinam chatvari tasya vardhante ayurvidya yashobalam. That anyone who daily offers respect to the Gurujan or the spiritual master or the teachers and the elders, you know, including father, mother and other elders in the family, that person can see these four things increasing day by day in his life. What are these things? Ayur, Vidya, Yasho, Balaha. That is, his lifetime, his knowledge or learning, his fame and power. That is, not just the physical power, but even the influence over others. So we see that, you know, this seems to be a very simple act of just bowing down or touching the lotus feet of the elders. But, you know, it is mentioned in Mahabharata by Vyasadeva himself in teachings of Vidura to Dhritarashtra. So it's such an important thing. And here Lord Krishna is displaying that by his own example. And when Lord Krishna and Balaram, they come and offer respects like that, then Vasudev, remembering what he had heard in Kurukshetra, so he starts glorifying the Lord. And he starts speaking about, you know, the omnipotence, the omnipresence and the omniscience qualities of the Lord, saying that you are the original creator. And people in this world are caught up in your illusory potency, thinking that, you know, falling in the trap of I and mine, aham mameti, identifying with the body, I, and with the bodily relations, mine. And he says that being influenced by this, I am thinking that you are my son. But actually you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he says, you know, the verses mentioned, earlier verses which already earlier speakers have spoken, that Vasudevji actually falls at the feet of Lord Krishna. It would have been such an embarrassment for the Lord. And he says, please free me from this illusion of I and mine. Free me from this illusion of thinking that you are my son and I am your father. So Lord Krishna, you know, he speaks to Vasudev, and instead of, you know, he sees that this parental rasa, the, you know, vatsalya bhav, which he wanted with his parents, that is evaporating because of the heat of gyan. So he started speaking to Vasudeva, and he, instead of, you know, so-called request of removing this illusion, he actually convinces him that, you know, I am your son. And, you know, Krishna, when he convinces, so Vasudev, he actually becomes peaceful and satisfied. And while all this is going on, Devaki ji, she is standing besides, hearing all these conversations very carefully. So after listening to all this, then Devaki starts speaking in this verse. So you know, just based on this listening, you know, the words which Devaki ji says are very profound. I was reading this one of the books of His Holiness Purnachandra Goswami. In that he describes the importance of listening and the various levels of listening. So we know, and it does not need much emphasis, that how Shravanam or listening is such an important part, limb of bhakti. In fact, it is the first limb of bhakti. Many times we have heard that the power of hearing is the first to develop when the conditioned living entity is starting to identify with the body. So we have the examples of Prahlad Maharaj, who is even within the womb and he is hearing Bhagavat Katha from Narad Muni through his mother. So hearing faculty, it you know, rises the first, and it is the last to dawn when the living entity is leaving the body. Sometimes even if they are in the state of coma, none of the faculties are working, but still the hearing continues. So we know that, you know, how anyone who is departing, you know, devotees, they keep the Hare Krishna Mahamantra on. And we see that how sometimes the person, even in the comatose state, may be very, you know, restless, but as soon as the hearing starts, you know, starts getting restful. So, you know, hearing is so important. And he describes that this hearing is also in different levels. And quoting three different references, he describes the different stages, Purnachandra Goswami. So, quoting Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, he mentions that the first stage of hearing is Shravanam, followed by Mananam and Nididhyasana. That is hearing, Shravanam, followed by Mananam, or reflecting what has been heard, because just hearing is not sufficient. After hearing, then there has to be some reflection, some thinking over that. And then it is followed by Nididhyasana, that is realizing and applying in life. And then he quotes Patanjali's Yoga Sutra, which mentions four levels of hearing. It says, first is Vitarka, Vichara, Anand and Asmita Rupa. Vitarka consists of study, analysis, conjecture and arguments. And then followed by Vichara, which includes, based on all this conjecture and hearing, then is reflection, meditation, insight and understanding. And then follows the stage of Ananda, wherein person actually starts assimilating what he has thought, Vichara, what he has gained insight and understanding, starts assimilation and application. And then it is followed by Asmita Rup, which is perfection of yogic meditation, or, you know, in terms of bhakti, the stage of Swarup Siddhi. And then there is another book which he quotes, which is based on Mahabharat and which is written by a 12th century poet called as Sri Harsha. So the literature is called as Naishada Charita. And it mentions also four levels. The first is Adhiti, then second is Bodha, Acharan and Pracharan. So Adhiti means to learn the subject thoroughly. So that is again hearing. And then Bodha entails gaining insight and proficiency in one's learning. Then it is followed by Acharan, which involves realizing the purpose of that learning and living accordingly. And then after the person is actually realized and practicing what he has learned, then is prachar, which comprises of giving that knowledge to others. So, you know, although Brihadaranyaka Upanishad mentions three levels, and this Patanjali Yoga Sutra and Naishad Charit, they mention four levels named differently. If it is summarized, then it comes to three levels, which, you know, Srila Prabhupada in various purports, he says that, you know, the three levels of hearing are, is that first we hear, then we reflect and develop insight, and then we act or realize. And when we act based on the knowledge that we have gained, then it brings forth realizations. And in fact, you know, knowledge which is not, you know, followed by action, it only remains information. It never actually culminates into proper knowledge. So, you know, it's necessary that it also comes into action. And we can see that although these seem to be so, you know, simple, ordinary, that, you know, we hear and then we reflect and then we realize. But we see that even just the process of hearing is so difficult. Hearing does not require any investment on our side. Ears are always open. So whether you like or you don't like, the sound vibration is going inside. But then the second stage will come only when we invest our attention and mind in hearing. And, you know, analyzing the words which are coming in our ears. And we see that, you know, it's so difficult to be attentive, right? So I am also realizing that it is so difficult to be attentive. Most of the times on the other side, and I don't realize, but sitting here I am realizing. So these three stages, they require the active help or active involvement of the Lord, because nothing happens without the active involvement of the Lord in any stage, in any aspect of this spiritual or material creation. And that is very nicely and thoroughly described by this fact is described by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Madhya Leela, chapter 20th, which is you know, Lord's instruction, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructing Sanatana Goswami. So in these four verses, from verse number 252 to 255, Lord Chaitanya is instructing Sanatana Goswami of how Lord Krishna, through his multifarious energies, acts. So the verses, they say, अनंत शक्ति मध्य कृष्णे रतीन शक्ति प्रधान इच्छा शक्ति ज्ञान शक्ति क्रिया शक्ति नाम इच्छा शक्ति प्रधान कृष्ण इच्छाए सर्वकृता कर्ता ज्ञान शक्ति प्रधान वासुदेव अधिष्ठाता इच्छा ज्ञान क्रिया विना न है सृजन तीने रतीन शक्ति मेली प्रपंच रचन क्रिया शक्ति प्रधान संकर्षण बलराम प्राकृत अप्राकृत सृष्टि करेन निर्माण. कृष्णा हैज अनलिमिटेड पोटेंसीज आउट ऑफ विच थ्री आर चीफ विल पावर द पावर ऑफ नॉलेज एंड द क्रिएटिव एनर्जी. द प्रिडोमिनेटर ऑफ द विलिंग पोटेंसी इज लॉर्ड कृष्णा, फॉर बाय हिज सुप्रीम विल एवरीथिंग कम्स इन टू एग्जिस्टेंस. In willing, there is a need for knowledge, and that knowledge is expressed through Vasudev. There is no possibility of creation without thinking, feeling, willing, knowledge, and activity. the combination of the supreme will, knowledge and action brings about the cosmic manifestation and everything within the cosmic manifestation. Lord Sankarshan is Lord Balram. Being the predominator of the creative energy, he creates both the material and the spiritual world. So here we see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing that Lord Krishna, he acts through his multiple energies, whom also he predominates in his different forms. So the Jnana Shakti, which is predominated by Vasudev, it actually is the aspect of knowledge, and which, when correlated to these different stages of listening, it relates to the stage of Vitarka or Shravan. Because unless Shravan or Vitarka is there, or understanding, then the knowledge is not gained. And then Ichha Shakti, which is predominated by Krishna himself, which is thinking, feeling, willing, correlates to the Vichar or Manan stage of listening. And Kriya Shakti, which is predominated by Lord Balram himself, which is activity, action, and that is correlates Anand or Nididhyasana. So as we mentioned earlier, that unless there is action followed by hearing, then full realization cannot take place. So these three things, knowledge, gaining knowledge, realizing, meditating, reflecting on it, and then acting. So these three stages, they are actually directly controlled by these three shaktis: Jnana Shakti, Ichha Shakti and Kriya Shakti. So as the verse mentioned, that there is no possibility of creation without thinking, feeling, willing, knowledge and activity. The combination of the supreme will, knowledge and action brings about the cosmic manifestation. So without these three energies acting cooperatively together, no creation can take place. Similarly, while applying ourselves to the process of learning, these shelter of these three energies is very important. And unless these three energies are active through the agency of Krishna, Vasudev and Balramji, predominated by them, then the learning cannot take place properly. And when there is proper learning of all these three stages, then the third stage is realization, which also means actually having full realization, darshan. Philosophy is also called as darshan, and darshan also means seeing the Lord. So we will not be able to realize or see Lord in every aspect of his creation, as Krishna says that for those who are fully realized, they see me everywhere. So these three stages, they relate to these three energies of the Lord, and we need help of these three energies of the Lord, that is Jnana Shakti, Ichha Shakti and Kriya Shakti. And here we see that Mother Devaki, while she was present in the conversation between Krishna, Balram and Vasudev, she has gone through all these stages, and now she starts speaking to them. And from the words she speaks, we can understand that she has actually realized the knowledge that she heard from Vasudev, and now she is addressing. And it's a fact that she is actually standing in front of the Lord, Krishna and Balram, having direct darshan, and not just seeing them as her sons, but also as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. and she addresses them as, although yes, she addresses Lord Ram, Balram, as very affectionately, Ram Ram, you know, she addresses twice, calling the Lord, out of affection she calls his name twice, Ram Ram. So Jiva Goswami in his commentary says that while addressing Balramji, she calls himself Balramji twice out of great affection and also out of respect to Lord Balram, because he is the elder brother, and he is also son of his of her co-wife, that is Rohini. So, you know, out of respect for Lord Balram being elder and out of respect for Rohini, she calls Balram first, addressing Ram Ram, and then she is addressing the Lord by the adjective Aprameyatman, which is the O immeasurable super soul. So super soul is present everywhere, right? So if we remember, the you know, the Kriya Shakti is predominated by Balram, and in the material world everything becomes active only when the Lord through his expansion enters into each and every atom and molecule and activates it as super soul. And she is addressing Balram as Aprameyatman, O immeasurable super soul. So we see she is realized, you know, all the three stages. And then she addresses Lord Krishna that Yogeshwareshwara, that you are the master of all yogis. And then she, you know, the next verse, she says that, you know, you are the Ishwara and Adipurusha and Vishwasrijam. She says, Vedaham, I know that you are the creator of this material world, that you are the Lord of all the different controllers in this universe. And then in the next verse she says that, yes, you are all this, but you took birth from me. Taking birth from me, you have now descended to this world in order to kill those kings whose good qualities have been destroyed by the present age, and who thus defy the authority of revealed scriptures and burden the earth. So, you know, she is remembering the first instructions or the first words with which Lord Krishna spoke when he appeared in the prison cell of Kamsa. He said that, you know, my appearance is, which Lord Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita, that yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya, that I have appeared because there is rise in irreligion, and so to arrest that irreligion, to stop the increase of irreligion. And then he says, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dashkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge, that I appear in different millenniums. And he explains that previously I have appeared in another yuga through you as Prishni Garbha, when you were Prishni and Sutapa. And then earlier again I had appeared through you as Vamandev. And now again I am appearing as Lord Krishna. So remembering that, she is now addressing them that yes, you have fulfilled much of your job description as you gave, that much of your responsibilities have been achieved, so many demons have been killed. You know, one thing is remaining, you know, paritranaya sadhunam, you know, I am distressed because when you were born, before your birth, six of your brothers were killed, and after you took birth, you also went away. So practically I am bereft of, you know, having the joy of experiencing the parenthood, motherhood. And when you came back, you were already 10 years plus. So she says that, you know, those six sons who had died. And she says that we have heard that earlier you revived the son of your guru, Sandipani Muni. So I have a request. Jiva Goswami, he, you know, in his comment to the last verse, you know, which she says here, verse number 31, O soul of all that be, the creation, maintenance and destruction of the universe are all carried out by a fraction of an expansion, of an expansion, of your expansion. Today I have come to take shelter of you, the Supreme Lord. So, you know, Jiva Goswami says that having praised both of them, taking them both as one person, she surrenders. Killa means famous, that they are famous. And from within the, she addresses them as Vishwatman, who are the root form within the universe. She says, up until now, I have not made any request to you. Now I surrender to make a request. So she is, in the next verses, she is going to make the request that, please bring those six sons who were dead at the hands of Kamsa. And so we will see that in future classes, who were these fortunate six who had the opportunity to become the elder brothers of Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna, and whom Lord Krishna and Balaram both they revive on the request of Mother Devaki. So, you know, with this, you know, we'll complete our Bhagavatam class. And as Baldev Prabhu, he had requested that today, being Sri Lalita Shashti, that I should also speak something about the occasion. So I feel very disqualified to even speak Srimad Bhagavatam, what to speak of this very lofty, you know, inconceivable character, Lalita Devi. In fact, we are grateful that Shivram Prabhu very nicely sung the Lalita Ashtakam and also the meaning. So the meaning, if we read, it itself is so esoteric. So I'll just read two or three verse translations which are relevant, you know, that we can understand, and that would be the fulfillment of Baldev Prabhu's request. I offer pranam unto the haughty Sri Lalita Devi, who engages in wiping away the glittering drops of perspiration from the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Madhav, who is perpetually immersed in the most elevated intimate mellows of divine love, and who is charming repository of qualities such as beauty, sweetness and gravity. I offer pranam unto the supremely charming Sri Lalita Devi, who possesses the aggregate of divine qualities. She is receptacle for Srimati Yashoda Devi's parental affection, the guru of all the sakhis, who instructs them on the matter of friendship, and the very life of both Srimati Radhika and the younger brother of Balram, Baldev. So we see that Lalita Devi, she always acted as guru, as a teacher, teaching different things to not just the different sakhis, but also Srimati Radharani. So earlier verses, she mentions that, you know, how she should behave. And having that quality or that position of being guru amongst all the sakhis. So, you know, sometimes, you know, when there are just small little neophyte followers who are not even disciples but just are kind of attracted, so the person may become so much, you know, overwhelmed by the respect that comes from those followings, and that brings some kind of pride and some kind of, you know, as here it is mentioned already, haughtiness or, you know. So here Lalita Devi, she is guru of Sakhis. So they are the highest of all the different kind of living entities which are there, which is described in NOD. So, you know, we can't imagine what is the, you know, circle of whom she is the, you know, influence, that she influences them in what they should do, what they should not do. And what does she actually relish? I offer pranam unto Sri Lalita Devi, the embodiment of all divine virtues, and the foremost of the Sakhis of Gokul. Being guru of Sakhis, she must be definitely foremost of the Sakhis. Her primary task is providing enjoyment for Sri Radha Govinda, by arranging for them to meet. And she has more longing to perform this merry task than she does to enjoy the entirety of other types of festivals. So she is engaged in making arrangements for different festivals for the pleasure of Radha and Govinda. So that, translated into terms which we can understand, is something like doing backup service. So there is this on Janmashtami, Radhashtami, there is this wonderful festival of doing abhishek for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. And that is not possible unless there is a very strong backup team. For all those who do backups, they know. So she is the guru of the Sakhis, and she does not take pleasure in participating in these festivities, but in arranging these festivities. So doing backup does not mean just arranging, but also winding up. So she is, you know, that is what she takes pleasure in. So for all those who do backup, there is a lot of hope and something to look forward, that it is not something, you know, which goes unsung. Ordinary people will not understand, but we do things not to impress, you know, people around who don't even know what's going on. But we do things, we do devotional service to impress the, you know, receivers of that devotional service, that is Radha Krishna. If a person with a cheerful and pure heart recites this ashtak in praise of Lalita Devi, so understanding all these qualities and also striving to follow the, not just activities, but the mood, who is superbly ornamented with the qualities of beauty, grace and charm. Srimati Radhika, the effulgent wish-fulfilling creeper in the family of Vrishbhanu Maharaj, affectionately draws that person toward her and adopts her among her group of Sakhis. So we see that although, you know, these are again something, you know, which is very inconceivable, but to make ordinary things extraordinary is the pastime of this material world, and it is assisted very nicely by media and different, you know, functionaries of this material world, that very ordinary things, but they are made very extraordinary. And it is the pastime of the Lord in Kali Yuga, when He comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to make very extraordinary thing look very ordinary. So this is the extraordinary pastimes of Lord Krishna with His intimate friends, Sakhis, and that is made very ordinary when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, at least seemingly very ordinary. When Mahaprabhu comes and does the same pastime when He gives the process of Harinam and Himself engages and engages everyone else in chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, that is actually non-different than the Rasa Leela. That it is mentioned by Narottam Das Thakur that Golokera Premathana Harinama Sankirtan. But problem is Ratina Janmilo Keneta hai. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is doing this and he is assisted by none other than these very intimate associates, Lalita Devi and Vishakha Devi. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Radha and Krishna and assisted by Lalita Devi, who appears as Swarup Damodar Goswami in the pastimes, and Vishakha Devi, who appears as Ramananda Raya. And apparently from the Srimad Bhagavatam we see that Lord Krishna acted very whimsically, that he just stayed for a few years in Vrindavan and then he never returned. And Lord Krishna was also aware of that. So when he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, major part of his manifest pastimes, 18 years, he spent in Jagannath Puri, just spending time with all the devotees and with these intimate devotees. So he spent a major time, and we see the Antalila of Chaitanya Charitamrit describes in great details the different, you know, a different level of interaction between these intimate devotees, and that he made very accessible to all the ordinary living entities just by giving the process of hearing and chanting. So we started with hearing, we end up with hearing. That this hearing and chanting process is so important, looks so ordinary, but is an extraordinary benediction. And for giving benediction or creating auspiciousness in our lives, Srila Prabhupada himself, he acted as the most intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spread this process of hearing and chanting throughout the world, and acting on behalf of Nityananda Prabhu, who is known as Patra Patra Na Dekhi Sthana Sthan. So he also acting as a agent of Lord Nityananda without any consideration of time, place and the candidate, he distributed this process of chanting and hearing. And we are celebrating this year the 50th year of incorporation of ISKCON. So this movement or this body, this institution, is that process. It's giving that process. And, the process that we see of hearing at these three levels. So yes, there is great opportunity for hearing and understanding the knowledge, and which many times we have heard from our senior devotees, that the main product which ISKCON actually is giving is this Harikatha and Harinam. So hearing, then we start reflecting from different angles of vision, as Prabhupada also mentions in first canto, that a sincere student should try to understand all these verses from different angles of understanding. That will help in assimilation. And then when we start acting on these, then we can realize the fulfillment of the spiritual goal that we are all seeking. That is, we'll actually become Krishna conscious. And ISKCON is precisely giving this. And when each and every one of us who are actually part of ISKCON, and when we are out, we are actually representing ISKCON for general public we are ISKCON. So when we delve into this subject matter very thoroughly of these different levels of hearing and we can apply ourselves, then we can see that we will not only be experiencing ananda as Patanjali Muni says, but we will also be helping others to experience that, and that way we will be also glorifying Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON. So in this 50th year, you know, at least I pray that by blessings of all of you that I may be able to apply myself to this process of hearing. So thank you very much. I am very sorry that we went way over time. You know, we started late, so you know, thank you very much. And Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srimati Lalita Devi ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Bhagavatam.